Genesis, Chapter 20. A Question of Figures. A brother in Philadelphia sends the following three questions on one of the Sabbath school lessons, which he wishes answered through the signs of the times. 1. How do you prove that Adam lived 233 years with Methuselah? Smith's dictionary says it was 243 years. So does the Bible. By an error in copying, the lesson came short just 10 years. This was better than to have had the number too large. 2. How do you count to get 352 years in the 20th question? The genealogy of Shem, in Genesis 11 verses 10 to 26, counts only 262 years from the flood to Abram. The brother's difficulty arises from the fact that he supposes Abram to have been born when Terah was 70 years old. The fact is that Abram was not born till Terah was 130 years old. We learn this as follows. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. He did not go out of Haran until his father was dead, and Terah, his father, was 205 years old when he died. Now a very slight mathematical calculation will enable anybody to see that Abram was born when Terah was 130 years old. 205 minus 75 is equal to 130. With this in mind, the brother will have no difficulty in finding that from the flood to the birth of Abraham was 352 years. 3. Noah was 500 years old when Shem was born, and Shem was 100 years old when Arphaxad was born, 2 years after the flood. How could Noah have been 600 years old when the flood came? The brother has fallen into the same difficulty here as in the case of Abram. He evidently thinks that Abram, Nahor and Haran were all born at the same time, and that Shem, Ham and Japheth were also born at one time. But the Bible does not say so. Terah was 70 years old when his first son was born, but Abram was not born until 60 years later, so we have seen. So tells how old Noah was when his eldest son was born, but that oldest son was not Shem. From we learn that Japheth was the oldest son of Noah, and that Ham was the youngest, and that consequently Shem was the second son. Although Abram was undoubtedly the youngest of the sons of Terah, he is mentioned first because he is the only one of importance. Shem was the second son of Noah, yet he is always mentioned first because he is the one from whom the genealogy of Christ is reckoned. E.J. Wagoner.